Om Shanti and very good evening, everyone. Welcome to this evening's session. Well, you might recall that on the 25th, Avyak Bab Dada specifically mentioned a lot about unlimited disinterest. Do you remember that? Who remember? Yes, very good. And Baba said that the key to open the gates is unlimited disinterest. And so it is very appropriate and very timely that we are having this topic today. And Meera Didi here with us is a very experienced senior yogi who have got great wisdom and insights and churning power. So she's going to deliver a very powerful class, I'm sure, on the 7 steps to develop unlimited disinterest. So, Meera Didi, thank you for being here to share with us your wisdom and how to develop unlimited disinterest. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Very often we ask this question to ourselves: is Brahmin life a life of fortune, or is Brahmin life a life of renunciation? What will be your answer? Is Brahmin life life of fortune? Yes. But people only see our renunciation through our practical life and not that much of fortune. And that is why sometimes they don't get inspired to become like us, because they are not prepared to renounce. But in fact, I was thinking, why is that our fortune, the star of fortune, is not sparkling? We do have renunciation, but the star of fortune is not sparkling. One of the reasons is our renunciation is temporary. It is reversible. If our fortune is, if our renunciation is based on unlimited disinterest, it is going to be a permanent renunciation. And that renunciation will reflect fortune on our forehead. So there is, these are the two sides of the same coin: renunciation, unlimited disinterest. So which comes first? Should I have unlimited disinterest first and renounce, or should I renounce and have unlimited disinterest? So my experience and experience of many Baba's children is that if there is renunciation based on unlimited disinterest, that renunciation is going to be permanent. And that will help us to have deep tapasya. Now, what comes to your mind when you think about having an attitude of unlimited disinterest? It is not having no interest. In some ways, I would say it is unlimited interest. Unlimited disinterest can be defined in three ways. Unlimited disinterest is to be totally detached and loving. Totally detached and loving. Detached to such an extent that even the body in which I am living today feels like it does not belong to me. It's like I am in a rented house, temporary. Unlimited disinterest also means no attachment, no influence, no desires, free from all vices. You know, in Hindi, the word is very beautiful. Rag and Vairag. Rag, in a way, refers to any form of desires that leads to lust. So Vairagya is translated literally as dispassion. So opposite to that is passion. So Vairagya, unlimited disinterest, means dispassion, free from all these feelings of attachment, desire, attraction, influence. So that is when I am able to go beyond. So that leads to the third definition. Unlimited disinterest is not just detachment, it is also being beyond. Beyond, beyond. Upram, in Hindi we call it as Upram. Upram sthiti is Vairagya, dispassion, disinterest. Which means, Uparam means my intellect, the feet of my intellect is totally lifted from this body, this physical world. So you live here, but your life is based on sadhana, not sadhan. Another definition of unlimited interest is a life based on spiritual endeavor and not on physical facilities. You may have all facilities, but you are not taking the support of any of those facilities But you are leading life based on one strength, one support. And that is why, you know, one of the image that comes in front of us about a person who have an attitude of disinterest is someone who looks at the world as a graveyard. And that is what Baba inspires us to practice. If you want to develop an attitude of disinterest, distaste, to feel the world is tasteless, you must have your vision towards the world as dead. Usually in a crematorium, when people go to cremate the body, they have disinterest, but that is called crematorium disinterest, temporary. But as soon as they come out, they become the same. But we have to live with that attitude. The whole world is dead. It has turned into ashes. So that means, you know, I don't attach my heart to anyone, anything. I can use everything, but nothing belongs to me. So in order to develop such a stage, according to the time, according to the cycle of life, we need to develop an attitude of unlimited disinterest. Why the word unlimited is used is eternal, forever, not crematorium disinterest. Constant disinterest, so that we can create an atmosphere in the world that this world is going to change. That is the challenge Baba has given to all of us now. When we Brahmins have an attitude of unlimited disinterest, the vibration, the atmosphere that we will create will help the people in the world today even to have temporary disinterest. So the world will transform only when all people living on this earth have an attitude of unlimited disinterest. So that means this world is no more worth living. We have to go. We have to return home. So our anchor, the anchor of our boat is lifted. So to inspire people to have that kind of attitude, we must have constant disinterest in our Brahmin life. But the challenge is, the more yogi you become, the more yoga you have with Baba, the more the five elements of matter will surrender to you. And it will become your slave. It will provide facilities for you. So you will be given more and more and more facilities. But in spite of that, I don't make my effort based on those facilities. Today we are taking the support of the facilities and progressing in Brahmin life. But whilst having facilities, renounce those facilities and take one's support and one's strength. That is the beauty of this interest. So, Prakashmani Dadi used to say, all Brahmins, most of us, majority of us, we have detachment, one of the steps, seven steps I mentioned to develop for unlimited disinterest. So the first step is total detachment. Detachment and be loving. So Dadi Prakashmani used to say, we have developed three types of detachment, no doubt about it. To a great extent, we have developed detachment from the body, bodily relations, and even worldly objects to some extent. But the fourth corner is yet to be discovered, and that is disinterest in our old sanskara. We have not created disinterest for our old sanskara, the strong sanskara, and because of that, the world is waiting to change. When we change sanskara, sansara will change. So each one of us have to really seriously look deep within and identify the strong, deep-rooted sanskara and create this interest for that so that I am able to let go. So this will work like a key. When all four types of detachment takes place, you know, Baba gives the example when you are cooking halwa. When the halwa is ready, it leaves the pot. So when I have unlimited disinterest, so I have all four sides of detachment, I have created an attitude of unlimited disinterest. So we have some homework to do to create an attitude of unlimited disinterest. You know, in other words, grina in Hindi, the serious word that is used is you should have grina. That means hate towards your deep-rooted sanskara. You hate it. So that you want to remove it totally from within, not to keep it at all. The second step towards developing unlimited disinterest is Karan Karavanhar consciousness in two ways. One of the obstacles that comes in becoming having disinterest is the consciousness of I and mine. So to have unlimited disinterest means to change the consciousness of I and mine into Baba, Mera Baba. So one way of practicing Karan Karavanhar consciousness is when we are using our body doing mundane action, I the soul, I am Karanhar, And I am also Karavanhar, the one who does and gets things done. So I become a self-sovereign, use my subtle powers according to my will. But the interesting thing is to use Baba as Karan Karavanhar so that I don't start enjoying the fruit of the action that I perform in this confluence age. You see, many of us, when we want to perform an action, we invoke Baba. Baba, you come and do it. I don't know how to do it. You are Karan Karavanhar. So we remember Baba in the beginning of action. We invoke Baba. And Baba also listens to us. He comes and helps. So the action was done in a very nice way, successful way. So then people will start giving comment. They will praise you. Oh, you did wonderful job. So at that time, I have to check. I have Baba consciousness or mine. So inside, there is the feeling of accepting the praise. Oh yeah, I did it. So that is a big obstacle. I don't have disinterest in letting go of the fruit of the action that I have performed. At that time, if I can, from the heart, you know, Baba Karan Karavanhar did this action, so the credit goes to him. But most of us accept, we eat the raw fruit, become happy when we are praised, we get happiness when we become successful. So I have to develop this instrument consciousness, Karan Karavanhar consciousness, so that I am able to have humility after the action is being performed so that I don't accept the fruit. See, accepting the fruit means praise is a very, very subtle form of lust. In Hindi, kamna, desire, comes from the word kaam. Kaam means lust. So I still have that raag, you know, that raag, passion for getting praise in a subtle way. So I become happy when I am praised. When somebody gives not a good comment, we are not so happy. We feel little bit rejected. So that means there is lack of disinterest still. I have some expectation. I get disappointment. So the second step, I need to develop Karan Karavanhar consciousness and transform I and mine into Mera Baba. Baba, Baba, Baba. So others should be able to see that Karan Karavanhar is getting this action done through you. You don't even say you are allowing Karan Karavanhar to do, but the way instrument consciousness is so strong that others can see that you are not doing it. Baba is doing and he's getting his work done. That is second thing. Third important step in order to develop an attitude of unlimited disinterest is what Baba calls Ichha Matram Avidya, to become ignorant of the word desire. You know, desires are the root cause of all sorrow. Even in Laukik world, people say that. And so, I just need to check myself. Anasakta vritti, in Hindi we call. You know, desireless attitude. So, how do I know I have desire? You know, it is not seva that makes you tired. What makes you tired is your desire. You know, when I don't receive the return according to my expectation for what I have done, so that desire brings tiredness, tiredness brings laziness. So, laziness and carelessness is the enemy to attain an attitude of unlimited disinterest. So think about it. How laziness and carelessness becomes the enemy to develop an attitude of unlimited disinterest, because you feel that you have done a lot. Let others do. I am tired of doing. So because I have lot of expectation. So this is why the third step that we need to develop is really, really check deep within. No, is there any form of desire? After performing action, do I try to follow up? What is the response from the people? It does usually happen. We want to hear what people think about what I have done. You know? And if we get good comments, we are happy. Otherwise, we are not so happy. So that is the third step that we need to develop in order to have an attitude of unlimited disinterest. The fourth step is actually go beyond limitation. You know, unless you let go of all the limitation, you cannot develop unlimited stage, unlimited attitude. So I have to let go of all the supports. All the supports, whether they are small or big. So I need to become totally free. Without any support. One support, one strength. So it is only when I am on the unlimited. I can have a big picture, you know, you can see the world from beyond. To go on the unlimited means to go beyond. And to be beyond means to have unlimited disinterest, because then you see everything as one. Automatically you have disinterest. There is no kind of favoritism, special desire for place or people, nothing. No preferences, no favoritism. You know, you just equal vision. So we need to have the stage of being on the unlimited to go beyond. Pare. No, because we have come from the soul world, which is beyond. And we have to return there. So we need to develop that unlimited attitude. You know, with disinterest, we always talk about attitude. It is nothing to do with physical. It's my attitude. Everything is in the attitude. Attitude creates vibration. Vibration creates atmosphere. So if there is that desirelessness in my attitude, then I can have all facilities, but I don't take support of any of those. And I take support of one Baba and another. So that is the fourth step, to create an attitude of unlimited disinterest. Unlimited. So you can go beyond. So there is no limitation of I and mine. You know, my center, my country, my this, nothing. You feel like all are one. The fifth step to create, as we said in the beginning, an attitude of unlimited disinterest is to have all relationships and all attainments from one Baba. In other words, unadulterated relationship, unadulterated love for Baba. That means exclusive remembrance of Baba. Nobody else is included, not even any object, nothing. So I need to look into my quality of remembrance. Is it really unadulterated remembrance? One Baba and none other. No object, no place, no person can pull my intellect. So when I have that kind of, that is why I said it's unlimited interest, you know. Unlimited disinterest means unlimited interest. So automatically I begin to love which Baba loves. So Baba doesn't even allow us to remember Brahma Baba in yoga. Baba says follow Brahma Baba. But don't remember Brahma Baba in yoga. Remember Shiv Baba. Brahma Baba also became complete, perfect angel by remembering Shiv Baba. So we have to follow Brahma Baba in remembering Shiv Baba so that we become equal to him. So this is something we have to really check ourselves, the quality of remembrance. Unadulterated love, you can also say unbreakable love, unshakable faith, automatically makes me belong to one and another. So my yoga of intellect will not be pulled anywhere. See, you can test your intellect when you sit in yoga. Where does your intellect get pulled? It will definitely get pulled towards that person, that object, that place which you give more importance than Baba. Otherwise, how can something interfere when I am in Baba's remembrance? So understand, you have some attachment, you have some inclination, some influence of that on your intellect. See, when the intellect gets infection, you cannot have disinterest. So don't allow, this is the sixth step, don't allow your intellect to get infected. Intellect is very subtle. So when I allow my intellect to have infection, I cannot have unlimited disinterest. It's grounded. So how do we get the intellect infection? In three ways. One is try to get impressed by other people or try to impress others. The second infection comes through manmat and parmat. When I begin to get influenced by the dictates of my mind and dictates of others. And thirdly, doubt. Any form of doubt is an infection. So take care that you are not, your intellect is not infected. So that your yoga of intellect can be connected with Baba and take enough power with that unadulterated remembrance. Now, the last step, which was also very important to create an attitude of unlimited disinterest, is total contentment. Baba is talking a lot about contentment. You know, I should be content, complete and perfect. That is the key to attain unlimited disinterest. So I am content with myself, I am content with everyone, and Baba is content with me. Means I don't want anything. You know, still there is yawning. I want this, I want that. So that means I am grounded, my feet is still touching the earth. So the one who has an attitude of unlimited disinterest, they are angels. They are flying. Their feet of intellect is lifted beyond. They see the world, but they don't see. Even if they see everyone, they see all are dead. So their intellect is not stuck anywhere. So I have to make sure I am content first, then complete. Complete means full. Only after you have become full, you become complete. And then perfect. So these are the seven steps that we can experiment in our life. First of all, check. Do I have all these dharana in my life? Whether I have renounced something, name, fame, on the basis of disinterest, which means on the basis of knowing the danger of expecting those things. You know, Dadi Janki gave a very vivid example for disinterest. Say you have a lot of rubbish in your house. So what do you do with the rubbish? You sweep everything and you take it and put it in the dustbin. Once you have thrown as a waste there, would you go back and open the dustbin and see what color it is? What did you throw? We never go back. So that means I have no interest to keep those rubbish. I considered that as rubbish, so I have thrown. So you need to create that kind of attitude towards your weaknesses, your shortcomings, And enough is enough. Use your own experience. How much sorrow, how much pain you have given to yourself because of that sanskara, and how much pain and sorrow you have given to others. Enough. Now I want to remove and throw it into the fire of yoga. So that is the final transformation Baba would like to see. You know, there are three stages. One is change, transformation, and metamorphosis. Now we have to bring transformation in the form of metamorphosis. A caterpillar changing into a butterfly. So surrender, finish. Just like a river surrender to the ocean, become ocean. A moth surrender to the flame, become flame. So easiest way to create an attitude of unlimited disinterest is sacrifice, surrender, total surrender. Hands up. I don't want enough. So the moment I have that realization, that is the moment, you know, the fire of yoga is lit, transformation happens. So Baba is waiting for that moment from all of us, because we souls came from the soul world as pure souls, satopradhan souls, karmati stage we came, and we have to return there. So three methods I just share with you. One of the methods that we can use to encourage us to develop this attitude is to consider yourself as avatar, incarnation. You don't belong to this world, you don't live here, you incarnate from the soul world, incorporeal world, incorporeal stage, perfect stage, complete stage, to perform action on the field of action. And as soon as action is over, I return. So an incarnation doesn't have any karmic accounts. An incarnation comes to give message and return. So the easiest method to create an attitude of unlimited disinterest without having any attachment, no influence, no sinful action, nothing, is incarnated soul. Every morning, Amrit Vela, you wake up with that thought and maintain that awareness. That would help. And the second thing, of course, we need to practice an exercise during the day, see and don't see. See and don't see. So give a challenge to your third eye to practice this exercise to develop an attitude of disinterest. Don't see what you see. And see what you don't see. You got it? Don't see what you see. And what are the three things you see? Body, bodily relations, and this world. Right? So don't see with your third eye what you see. And see what you don't see. Three things you don't see. Soul. So every time you look at anyone, you see what you don't see. And see Baba. Baba you cannot see with your physical eyes. And the soul world. So naturally I will have no more attention towards this world. I will see, but I don't see. So this exercise is very important to practice to develop an attitude of unlimited disinterest. No? To see everyone, everything as already destroyed. I came empty-handed, alone, I go empty-handed. So remember, my soul came as a pure soul. So emerge many times. Your eternal form, eternal stage, and eternal qualities. Remember your original form, original stage, and original qualities. So when these two sanskaras are emerged, the acquired sanskaras, which we have not transformed yet, will transform automatically. So our disinterest should not be crematorium disinterest. When we come to Madhuban, when we have a bhatti, the atmosphere is so charged. So everybody gets some disinterest. Oh, I want to change in this. I want to transform. But then the influence lost only for a short time. And again, when we are exposed to the same atmosphere, the hidden sanskara comes out. Now burn the seed of your old sanskara in the fire of yoga. With the power of realization, when the seed is burnt, it cannot germinate. And that is called total transformation. So hopefully, this time we will be able to develop such an attitude of unlimited disinterest, detachment, being beyond, having Baba, and nobody else to such an extent, even people in the world get the vibration, this world is going to change. This is of no use. So when they also get the same thought we also have, then the key will open automatic. Baba said, unlimited attitude is the key. That means to open the land of liberation, we need to be totally liberated. So spend some time looking at yourself this time in Madhuban and see how you can give this gift to Baba for celebrating Holi. Holi is coming. So we have to give some gift to Baba. So let you give this gift to Baba, an attitude of unlimited disinterest, total transformation. So Baba will be pleased and shower all of us with lots of blessings. Om Shanti. So we'll have 3 minutes meditation. 3 minutes meditation,
yeah.
Before we move to another program.
Yeah.
Oh,